It has been a generally quiet Friday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. We're seeing a blend of clouds and sunshine. Look for the clouds to continue to increase as we go through late day into tonight. There have been a couple of showers to the west, and farther west across central and western New York, there is a batch of rainfall. And that line of rain is going to very slowly work its way to the east over the next day. Yes, it's going to take a day or so for that area of showers to move into our area. So we'll have a chance for showers tonight. The best opportunity for showers will be in areas west of the Hudson River, but I can't rule out a couple of showers to the east of the river. It'll be a cool night. Lows will be in the upper 30s to low 40s. And that means temperatures will be possibly cold enough across the high peaks that a couple of those showers could fall in the form of snow showers. And then tomorrow we'll have plenty of clouds around, and that area of showers will tend to break up overhead. So plan for showers at times tomorrow. It might end up being a case where there's not a great amount of rainfall in the end, but it will likely be damp at times tomorrow. High temperatures will be in the 50s, so it'll feel a little bit cool for early May. And the news is looking good for Mother's Day on Sunday. I think we'll see sunshine, then some clouds will increase. A storm is going to approach from the southwest, so that's why we'll see more clouds during the later part of the day. I think any rain should hold off until around, or more likely after sunset. So the daylight hours should be nice on Sunday. Temperatures will be in the 50s to low 60s, while that chance for some rain late Sunday, Sunday night, into Monday morning. At this point, it looks like that storm will impact areas to the south of Albany more than areas to the north, but there's still wiggle room in that forecast as it is a couple of days out. The rain chances go through Monday morning, and temperatures on Monday will still be a bit cool for May. Highs will be in the 50s, so you get the sense that there's no big warm-up in sight, at least for a few more days. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, lows in the upper 30s to low 40s, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cool, a chance of showers, with highs in the 50s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, cool, lows in the upper 30s to low 40s, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cool, a chance of showers, with highs in the 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of showers, lows in the upper 30s to low 40s, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cool, a chance of showers, with highs in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight variably cloudy with a chance of showers, lows in the upper 30s to low 40s, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cool, a chance of showers, with highs in the 50s. Region-wide on Sunday, increasing clouds, a chance of rain late, with highs in the 50s to low 60s, and on Monday, a chance of rain, especially during the morning, with highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.